Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 7th of May, 2023. The Bible reading today is Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim a year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance for our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, for the display of His splendour. Today's article, titled Hunt for Inner Healing, was written by Anne Sitas. Always a busy guy, Carson fished, rode dirt bikes and skateboarded. He loved everything outdoors. But he was in a motorcycle accident and he became paralysed from the chest down. Soon, depression sank in and he didn't see much of a future. Then one day, some of his friends got him to go fishing with them again. For a time, he forgot about his injury as he enjoyed the beauty around him. This experience brought him inner healing and inspired a new purpose for his life: to provide the same experience for others like him through a non-profit organisation. He says his accident was a blessing in disguise. "Now I'm able to give back, which I've always wanted to do. I'm happy." He's excited about providing a place for those with severe mobility disabilities and also their carers to find inner healing. The prophet Isaiah foretold the coming of one who would bring healing for brokenness. He would bind up the brokenhearted and comfort all who mourn. After Jesus read this scripture in his hometown synagogue, he said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus came to save us and make us whole. Are you in need of inner healing? Turn to Jesus and He'll give you a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the healing you've brought to me and to many others. I look forward to complete healing in heaven one day. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.